Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Dr. Kevin Most joins us now on WGN. He's a frequent guest here on the show. He's the chief medical officer at Northwestern and the Central DuPage Hospital. Hi, Dr. Most. How are you?
Great, and looking forward to some good weather tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding. We finally get a break. Hey, John Williams, is there a time or opportunity where you could ask Dr. Most, who I love, by the way, this was a text right after you were on with us last, if he knows of any peer-reviewed studies that verify kids are harmed by wearing a face mask for 6 hours a day? This sounds a little silly, but I know that thought is out there. The kids are going back to school. They're going to wear a mask. And some people are worried that having that against your face for 6 hours is dangerous. We can just brush that aside, but has anybody studied that, doctor?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we've had numerous people look at it. And if you remember, there was a study that was presented in JAMA Pediatrics that said, oh, my gosh, we have retained CO2 levels in kids that wear masks. And that got everybody's attention saying, see, I told you. Well, that was retracted within 2 weeks because the science was so flawed. And as they have looked at it now, we know that these masks are breathable. They will not block oxygen. They will not block CO2. They do not impact the development of lungs. And I could tell you, we have surgeons that wear masks that are much thicker than these for 14, 16 hours doing, you know, brain surgery or doing a very advanced surgery. We have doctors that are wearing these masks for 10, 12 hours. We know that they are safe and that there is no impact on oxygen transfer in or CO2 out.
I'm going to let that sit there for a second and ask you a different question now.
Yep.
We talk about the breakthrough cases. Is that the Delta variant breaking through or some other version of COVID breaking through?
No, it's definitely the Delta. You know, it's the impact here we're seeing is the contagiousness of it, as well as how much of a viral load individuals have now. So it is not only is it much more contagious, but you have a lot bigger viral load. And we're starting to see more patients that even though they've been vaccinated, will be carrying the illness and spreading it, even if they are asymptomatic or have very minor symptoms. It's the vaccine is still very effective, but we are seeing many more breakthrough cases.
And do we know if one of the vaccines is more susceptible to breakthroughs?
Well, we're starting to look at the impact of the Johnson & Johnson and the potential need for a booster there on that one. But right now, they are looking almost all pretty comparable. But where we were talking about 90, 95% effective rate, now that's dropping down a little bit and probably down into the 80s. However, we are seeing that the people that are breaking through and actually getting hospitalized are mainly cancer patients, HIV patients, immunocompromised. Although they only make up 2% of the general population, you know, they're making up 45% of the hospitalized breakthrough cases.
So nobody got a bad batch that is susceptible to the breakthrough. And you don't think it was the conditions under which it was administered. Maybe it wasn't refrigerated long enough or somebody who's not a doctor was administering it. It's none of those factors, huh?
No. I mean, you know, giving a shot into the arm is fairly easy, and it's pretty hard to miss the muscle that we're trying to hit there. So really, the giving of the shot, and actually even the ultra cold that we needed for some of these vaccines has actually been proven now that was actually even much more stringent than we needed to be. So the stability of the vaccine has been proven to be very good. That is why we're able to get Johnson & Johnson out into the communities. And it's really important as we start to look at vaccinating the entire world, how stable the vaccine is.
Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Central DuPage Hospital. Always a pleasure. Thank you, doctor.
You got it, John. Take care.